You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm the best ever.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Whatever you're doing, you need to take it and rip it up and throw it out.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We got to start with the fact that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are fighting.
Shocking.
Where the hell did this come from?
I mean, it's been in the works for some time now. Yeah.
Today's guests, six-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, plus three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel. The next 3 hours, I suggest everybody buckle up, because free agency has just begun in the National Football League, the window in which folks in the agenting world and those who are, forming a gym with quarterbacks who want to represent their quarterbacks, they're all out there able to negotiate on behalf of a free agent in the National Football League. Kirk Cousins could be talking to the Atlanta Falcons legally for the first time just as we speak. And that is what everybody's waiting for in the NFL, to hit the free agent pond and create a ton of ripple effects. We've already seen a ton of moves over the weekend. Mark Schlereth, former Denver Bronco champion, or I guess once a champion, always a champion, now of Fox Sports. He's going to be joining us in the third hour because the Broncos are right in the middle of everything. Joining us in the second hour, top of the second hour, Philadelphia Eagles' recent retiree and potential Pro Football Hall of Famer Fletcher Cox will be joining us on this program. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial whether you're watching on the Roku channel or you're listening on Sirius XM and Odyssey or this version of the Rich Eisen Show through a podcast version. We appreciate everybody listening to us through our podcast, through the Cumulus Podcast Network. And for all those who are listening, I'm wearing an outstandingly beautiful blue sweater today. It's a great combination that brings out, I think, my free agent essence of the National Football League, my free agent essence. Write it down, Chris Brockman. I'm very excited to be here with you, and good day to you, Christopher Brockman. What's going
on,
sir?
Hey, what's up, Rich?
DJ Mikey D is in D's
free
next.
Agency frenzy's on.
I love it. Everybody's frenzied.
Woo! Good morning, Rich.
For sure. Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. You seem nice and chill. And chillaxed over there.
I mean, I had a violent weekend, man. Watched boxing on Friday, UFC on Saturday.
And the SEC tournament.
SEC tournament.
Between LSU and South Carolina.
A couple ladies mixing it up. So, you know, I have to be chill because there was a lot of violence.
There's a lot of violence. There was a lot of violence. All right, let's get to it right here on the program. Last we saw Russell Wilson, he was proving his determination to be a professional quarterback in the National Football League by going through Newark Airport, flying from New York to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, after talking with the Giants, who I thought might be a great spot for Russ because they're going to need a week one quarterback, whether Russ would still be the quarterback in week seven or week eight when Daniel Jones returns, or the fact Russ might be there showing a rookie quarterback the new ropes, being the Mr. Chips, while Daniel Jones was coming back from a knee injury / neck injury. And in my estimation, the Giants would like to move on from Daniel Jones. Lickety-split, but may not be able to this year. I thought that'd be a good spot for us. You're going to be the week one starter. There's no competition. You're the guy. And when Daniel Jones comes back, we'll see how you're playing. I'm assuming that's what the setup for Russ was. Then he flies to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he meets with the Steelers. Meets with them on Friday. And then according to my colleagues at the NFL Media Group, I heard Tom Pelissero say on Good Morning Football today, I had another conversation with Mike Tomlin on Sunday. And the Sunday conversations yielded a video from Russell Wilson on his Instagram account saying, I'm going to Pittsburgh. And sure enough, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who apparently were not interested in a veteran quarterback from outside the organization to come in and compete for their starting gig with Kenny Pickett, who's currently the only quarterback on their roster, signed with Mason Rudolph getting set to hit free agency or be re-signed to compete with Kenny Pickett, which was the idea a couple weeks ago forwarded by Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who was on this program, saying that his sources said they were uninterested in bringing in an outside the organization quarterback, Justin Fields, being the one that everyone expected them perhaps bringing in because he's a young guy and maybe he can have a future there. But no, they love Kenny Pickett. And how in the world is Russell Wilson now with the team? Simple. According to my colleagues at the NFL Media Group and other sources around the National Football League, he will cost the Pittsburgh Steelers a grand total of $1.2 million. $1.2 million for him to show up in Pittsburgh, PA, and put on a Steelers uniform. The Denver Broncos will be on the hook for the rest of his salary, $37.8 million. And guess who is scheduled to visit Denver this year in the 2024 regular season? The Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's entirely possible we may see for the very first time in the history of the National Football League, a team paying the opposing quarterback $37.8 million to beat them. Can't make it up. Can't make it up. Now then, why am I using the conditional phrasing that we may see that? Because there's no guarantee Russ is the starter. I'm telling everybody this. And you're seeing it already from the conversations you're seeing out there on this story. This is going to be a competition. Laugh all you want, TJ. Laugh all you want.
Sure, it'll be a competition.
It's going to be a competition. The Russell Wilson of the first 8 years of his career has not shown up consistently on a football field for 3 years. The Pittsburgh Steelers know this. They're paying him $1.2 million. They haven't given up an ounce of draft capital to get him. They can easily tell him, here's a clipboard, here's an earbud. Certainly if Kenny Pickett shows up and performs like the first round draft choice, he was. And the Steelers really want him to work out. They don't want a first-round draft choice from 2 years ago to be flushed down the toilet. But they're more than willing to push him and say, it's not a given. It's not a guarantee. And if he performs well enough, then Russ is going to be handed a clipboard and an earbud. And if he doesn't like it, there's the door. And I think he knows this. And it's wise for him to sign with Pittsburgh right here and right now. Because he signs and has a seat before the music starts today. Or has already started 8 minutes ago. Because if you're looking for a job in the National Football League at quarterback, not going to Tampa, Baker Mayfield signed 3 years, $115 million with all incentives all in if he plays all 3 years and hits every single incentive. That seat's taken. What other seats are available? Well, entirely possible Minnesota might have a seat available today if Kirk Cousins signs with the Atlanta Falcons. If the numbers exchanged already in the last 9 minutes of this program are to Kirk Cousins' liking. If the Vikings keep him having a seat, then Atlanta will have a seat open. The Raiders have a seat open. Denver has a seat open. Guess who's not going to Denver? Russ. They already told him. There's the door. So Russ already looked at the landscape. And Pelissero, Tom Pelissero reported he tried to get a second year tacked onto his contract. A player's option, a massive player's option. Nobody was interested in that, including the Steelers. So there's writing on the wall, and it's Russ having to compete for his job. You don't believe it, huh? Why are you laughing? Because he's Russ? And Pickett's Pickett?
No,
is that what you're saying?
I just laughed because I said this for like 2 months ago. I felt like this was a spot for him to go. And I just don't envision a world where he goes there and he's not a starter. I understand there's going to be competition. I just feel that like, I don't know. I don't know when I became such a Russ apologist. I think when people started to just come down on him.
Because he's a nice guy and you're a nice guy and you want it to work out.
And so I feel like I'm hoping him and Tomlin together will be enough to take them over the hump.
Because the eye in the sky doesn't lie. His numbers were better this year. The results were not.
Numbers were better, and now he goes to a team with a coach who likes him, as opposed to, it seems like, one he had that didn't like him, an organization that didn't want
him. Well, I mean, Sean Payton learned to want to get a different quarterback. We'll see what Tomlin does. Because I believe there's going to be a real competition. And this is going to be great. Keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great story for
because
us.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Chris Brockman, Russell Wilson starts 17 football games for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year?
Well, 17? Not many quarterbacks start all their games. Guys get hurt. Guys miss a game. I think he will be the starter for the whole year.
Okay. And you think he'll be the starter for the whole year?
Yeah, not a knock against Kenny because I've been on record. I like Kenny. I don't know. I like stories, and I feel like this has the makings of it could go either. It could go south.
This feels like a competition like Baker Mayfield versus Kyle Trask was a competition.
But that one, they actually used capital to go get Baker Mayfield, you know?
But they didn't
like $4 million is not 1.2.
And they didn't have the luxury of also the salary cap went up, so it's basically.
And Kyle Trask had hardly played a game. Pickett has played games. I'll take the other side just for argument's sake. And also,
do you think he doesn't start the whole year?
I think he does not start the whole year. I don't think he's guaranteed to start week one.
Does he start week?
Real.
Does he start week one?
If I had to say right now,
yeah,
no.
Interesting. So cut before week
one? I think, no, not cut.
Or just backup?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because this is one of the greatest value deals ever. Because if Russell Wilson has the Russell Wilson of the first 8 years of his career still in him, Arthur Smith's offense is also very predicated on throwing the ball over the middle. You know what Russ has not really done up for 3 years? That.
Yeah, that's true.
So I will counsel against this whole thing of Russ is going to be the starter because he's Russ. He's got a name. He's got the patch. He's got a lot of people who love him, love rooting for him.
He's got a lot better players around him now than he's had in quite some time.
I would agree with that.
Freiermuth, Deontay.
I would agree with that. He's got an opportunity here, which is probably why he signed there. I don't think Tomlin called him up on Sunday night and said, wink, wink. Tomlin doesn't strike me as a wink, wink guy.
No.
They met for 6 hours. Like, what were they talking about?
I don't know. A whole bunch of stuff. Scheme, opportunity.
Russ's new sandwich at Permane.
I don't know.
Oh, man. That's could be.
Because it's high on my damn agenda.
I have no idea, but it's going to be bear watching. Seriously.
Also, Rich, when you talked about Arthur Smith getting the OC job, wasn't the thing everyone said that the running backs should be happy. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so then the Steelers aren't looking for Russ to come there and throw for 4,500 yards, right? You're looking for him
probably
not turn the ball over, which he only had 8 picks last year. So you're not looking for
But you also don't want him taking sacks. The number of sacks he continues, sacks. It's maddening.
Yeah.
It's maddening. And you look at the first 9 seasons of his career in his last 3. I should keep saying 8. We'll include 9. They're not the same guy. They're the same named guy. So, like I said, he's got an opportunity. He was very smart to get the chair before the music even starts. Because once the music starts, he had a heads up. He had a heads up in the Broncos of all the things that they did that I'm sure he's not terribly happy about. The one thing is they just let him start talking to everybody early. And he got the seat before the music starts. Because once the music started, I don't know how many seats would have been there for him. That was smart of him. And he's got a really good opportunity. Chris Brockman just raised his finger, which means you have something. What's going on over there, Chris?
Our first domino falling. First signing. Well, unofficial. The Bears get DeAndre Swift. 3 years, $24 million.
Okay. So let's talk about the Bears here. Interesting. DeAndre Swift going there. We saw what he looked like in Philadelphia for the first, say, 10 games of the year.
He was good last year.
He was for the first, just like the entire team, the first 11 games when they were 10-1. And then we were all wondering what happened.
Indeed.
So the Bears, as we all saw over the weekend, they signed Jalen Johnson, their 24-year-old defensive back. 4 years, $76 million, $54 million guaranteed. Their secondary is young. That side of the football is, in my estimation, one of the main reasons why Matt Eberflus was retained or kept around as coach. We all know it's about the offensive side of the football here. The Russell Wilson signing in Pittsburgh. My 2 cents I've just gave you about how I think it's going to be a competition for Russ. But that is a huge ripple in the pond that removes a potential landing spot for Justin Fields. We're all waiting to see what the Bears are going to do with the first overall pick. And the indication I had coming out of the combine and the whole world, my number one rumor that I heard at the combine more than anything else, the Bears have essentially made the decision, it's Caleb Williams. Which means Justin Fields has got to go. Where's he going to go? Sure, DeAndre Swift is a nice add at running back. Certainly you got to beef that part of the game up if you're going to trade away a 1,000-yard rusher who happens to also be your quarterback.
Yep.
You've got the 1st and 9th overall picks in the draft. Entirely possible you get Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze with those picks, and you go to work with DJ Moore and Cole Kmet, and you start using maybe a little bit of free agency on top of it to beef up that offensive line. And all of a sudden, with that defensive secondary I'm talking about, and the way that they finished up defensively from about week 8 on, you've got yourself a really good team. The question is how quickly can the rookie quarterback get up to speed? And on top of it, where does Justin Fields go? Because if the Steelers aren't taking him, and let's say the Atlanta Falcons sign Kirk Cousins, that's why this is such a big, big free agent decision. Because if Cousins stays in Minnesota, Atlanta's an option to send Justin Fields. 2. Justin Fields to Denver. Is that possible? Justin Fields to Vegas. Is that possible? The answer to those questions are yes. Justin Fields to Washington. Is that possible? Sure. That would change so much about this draft if that happens. Geez. Justin Fields to New England. Is that possible? Sure. Justin Fields to Minnesota. If Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, there's a very cold place that have to freeze over considerably for that to happen. The options for Justin Fields don't appear to be hitting you in the face right now, which is another reason why it was smart for Russ to take a seat before the music started. And so Ryan Poles can just hold like Braveheart. Hold. And see where the pieces in free agency lands and then roll the dice that nobody that would take him is interested in getting a rookie. There only happens to be five rookie quarterbacks who a lot of folks believe have a first-round grade. The Russ signing has made the Justin Fields situation really fascinating to the point where I'm wondering where he goes right now. And if Mac Jones goes for a sixth, as he did over the weekend at Jacksonville, something we'll discuss in the next 3 hours, what does that make Justin Fields? You could say, oh, that's then he's definitely a second-round pick. Not if there's no place for him to land. Mm-hmm. You look at Mac Jones going for a sixth. He was taking it, if I'm not mistaken, four spots after Justin Fields in that draft. And I understand the results weren't significant, but Mac made a playoff. And Justin hasn't even made a playoff. Mm-hmm. So it looks like the compensation's going down, and the places with Russ signing in Pittsburgh, that was a big piece that got filled up. Now, they might not have been interested in Justin Fields to begin with, but we're all staring at Kirk Cousins right now and saying, what are you going to do, sir? Because that sets a ton of markets, too. Ton of markets. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Stuff is happening already. Fletcher Cox, hour two. Also, on this day, we've got Mark Schlereth and Overreaction Monday. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's chat. Let's take a break right here in a very busy Monday edition of The Rich Eisen Show.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. So much going on today. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, we already got some stuff going down.
What else? Stuff's popping?
Yeah, Deion Dawkins had a tweet where it made it look like he was leaving Buffalo.
People started freaking, I imagine.
And he okie-doked, re-signed, 3 years, $60 million extension.
Okay. You all right, Hoskins? You okay? All right, that's our Bills honk.
He was okie-doking.
In the control chair?
He was trolling everybody.
Oh, we were all fooled, huh?
Yeah.
Because that would be something to shirtlessly clown the Jets on behalf of Bills Mafia, only to not re-sign there.
And then he goes, y'all are cray. I'm never leaving Buffalo for life.
Okay. Apparently, here's a joke tweet. It was good while it lasted, Buffalo. Excited for this next chapter of my football career. Wonder if it's okay to eat ranch now.
Yeah.
And he's walking. That's not a joke.
And then he was like, psych.
That's not a joke.
But he tweeted it out like 5 minutes before the extension was announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Just to mess with everybody? It's kind of weird.
But that, I don't get it. What's the matter? He's just messing.
Yeah.
TJ, do you even, as the resident April Fool's joker of the Rich Eisen show, do you appreciate that? You're the punked
I appreciate
producer?
All types of tomfoolery.
So you appreciate that?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Okay. I guess that's just not my cup of tea. It isn't. I mean, I like a good joke as much as anybody else, but all right. I mean, so good. He's back.
I just think it's funny, like, you have the fans start to, like, light their jerseys on fire.
Wait a minute. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right. Let's talk about Mac Jones. The NFL, Jerry Glanville, the old Houston Oilers and Atlanta Falcons head coach, once upon a time told an official who was screwing things up, the NFL also stands for not for long.
Not for long.
That's the NFL. Like that. And I will never forget that moment that NFL Films captured years ago because it's so applicable. When Mac Jones came out of the players' green room at the 2021 NFL draft in Cleveland, and the green room, I think, was located in Shaker Heights, and the draft stage was located in Cleveland. It was a very long walk, and if you remember, he was walking fast, and it looked like he had that Vince McMahon strut, that famous Vince McMahon GIF, as he was just, like, strutting. And that's the way many people were introduced to Mac Jones, if they were somehow living under a rock and didn't see him perform the way he did for Nick Saban back in the pre-NIL days in Alabama. And Mac Jones came out of that green room and put on the hat, and who knew that 3 years later he would be traded away from New England for a mere sixth-round pick to back up the quarterback chosen 14 picks ahead of him in that draft, in Trevor Lawrence. I would not have believed it at the moment. I would not have believed it later on that year when Mac Jones performed so admirably in his first year with the Patriots. I'll never forget that Halloween in 2021. Susie and I took the kids to SoFi to watch the Patriots take on the Chargers, and they were terrific. They were efficient. They were the usual Belichick, situationally brilliant. They put points on the board. They kept Justin Herbert completely guessing all day long. And Mac Jones started running a four-minute offense with 8 minutes to go and put the thing in the freezer. And I walked out of there and I sat there right in this chair the next day. And I said, that's a playoff team. And they turned out to be a playoff team. They got boat raced, I believe, by the Bills, right, Chris?
They did.
Right. In the
by a lot.
What appeared to be one of those changing of the guards from New England to Buffalo. After Brady's gone and now Belichick's there and they're done having Brady beat their brains in, now they're in charge. And sure enough, they are at the top of that roost right now in the AFC East. Mac Jones went to the Pro Bowl. He did the gritty in that Pro Bowl.
Very funny.
Okay. Also, in that season, Tom Brady returned to New England. And Mac Jones put on what, like a 16, 17 play drive
Played good.
In a brutal weather situation to set up Nick Folk for the win, and it didn't work out, but he was the guy after the guy. Maybe the all-time guy after the guys, right? And then he fell off a cliff. And this is going to be the conversation, fair or not. I think, Chris, you say there's a lot of fair to say this, that in the second season when Josh McDaniels left the team entering 2022, Josh McDaniels was the one coaching Mac Jones up in his ear in the meeting rooms, sitting next to him on the bench, walking him through what it's like to be a Patriot, what it's like to be a professional quarterback, what it's like to be neck up pre-snap, a professional quarterback in the NFL. He's gone, and Belichick put in that place two guys who had no history doing it. And also, in retrospect, full 2020 hindsight, what everybody thought at the time was 100% accurate. Joe Judge and Matt Patricia had no business being the Sherpas.
Zero.
For Mac Jones.
Might as well have been us.
Fell off the map.
Ruined the kid's confidence.
And last year, even with Bill O'Brien there, I saw Mac Jones in Germany. Guy needed a hug, man.
Yep.
It got to the point where
I think about what you said all the time about the pre-game meeting, mm-hmm, where he's talking about Tua and it looks like he's having fun and he has someone who gives him attaboys instead of MFs him. I think about that all the time. And I think Mac Jones was just shell of himself. The guy had one of the greatest college seasons ever. Heisman Trophy finalist, first round pick, makes the playoffs and the Pro Bowl in his rookie year, and then he completely falls off a cliff. That just doesn't happen. So a change of scenery was needed.
Well, for sure now, right? I just don't, in the same way, and it's kind of crazy, the second overall pick in that draft, Zach Wilson, Jets did everything in their power to make sure he wasn't going to start a single game in 2023, and the football gods had completely different plans. Mm-hmm. And 100%, I didn't want to see Zach Wilson in a Jet uniform again. In the same way, I think you probably didn't want to see Mac Jones anymore. Like, you were done with him, even though it can be, it's a cold NFL world, not for long. But the guy I saw throw those two interceptions in Germany was seeing ghosts and was totally a shell of the guy I saw in SoFi with my kids in his rookie season on Halloween. They weren't the same guy. Same uniform, same number, same human in there, but not the same quarterback at all. I mean, not by any stretch of the imagination. And Bill had enough. He put Bailey Zappe
for
in the game.
2 minutes to go.
Basically, he hadn't thrown a pass in since the Saints game, which I think was week two. I mean, and this was in a game that the Kraft family wanted to win. I mean, Bob Kraft spoke to this team before on a walkthrough. He said he only does that during Thanksgiving games that they're ever involved in. He wanted to win this thing. And they gave Mac one more shot, and that was the all she wrote. So with a new way of looking at everything, they traded Mac Jones for a sixth round pick over the weekend. Wow. But Mac goes to a good spot. If there's anybody that can say, I've got this, and you know, the NFL is filled with coaches who have the hubris of saying, I've got this. You don't know what to do with them. I know what to do. Right. I can figure this out. Only I can fix it. Heard that phrase a lot. But Doug Peterson is definitely a guy.
Peterson.
And he goes home. Yeah, he's a Jacksonville kid.
Yeah, he's from there. Went to high school in Jacksonville. It's so funny, too, if you throw up Trevor Lawrence and Mac split-screen stats, no names, very similar stats.
Well,
Trevor Lawrence hasn't lit the world on fire like we all thought.
Again, to me, I'm not in that camp. That you're on the edge of entering. I'm not saying you agree with it.
TJ started it, but I'm like peeking in. I'm like, what's going on over there?
Trevor Lawrence's first season, you know, I'll take any opportunity to savage Urban Meyer, but it's worthy. It's worthy of being savaged. I'm sorry.
Without question. You got to kind of rip that up.
You have to. Nobody in the history of the NFL has been handed a golden ticket and absolutely torched it within a month of playing season action, quite like Urban Meyer.
Just those kids in the chocolate factory.
Take the first season and remove it. Second season, first with Doug Peterson, they go to the playoffs, and Peterson. I mean, is faced with the unbelievable scenario of the first half of Trevor Lawrence's professional playoff career of throwing four interceptions to the point where do you sit him? Because it's so bad.
It was so bad.
Yeah, it was like, whoa.
And he stuck with him and was rewarded with a win.
That's true.
And then they go to Kansas City and hold their own for long enough against the eventual Super Bowl champs, the eventual back-to-back Super Bowl champs. And they're 8-3 this year. 8-3. And he goes down in that Monday night game against the Cincinnati Bengals. I thought he was done for the year. That was the one where everyone's wondering, There's 1 million golf carts in Jacksonville, Florida. Where is the one for him?
Right.
Right? If you remember that moment.
It was a long walk.
There were a bunch of injuries that he suffered after that, but the one that was the most significant that he could not overcome was the one to Christian Kirk. When we were in London for that Jacksonville Bills game, that Jacksonville won. Bills didn't lose it. They did get banged up. That's the one where Matt Milano got carted off, and I think Daquan Jones won out of that game too. If I'm not mistaken, Mike Hoskins, you can remind me. That's true. So in the pre-broadcast meeting in that one, Chris, Christian Kirk came in before Trevor Lawrence and after Doug Peterson told us, Christian Kirk's the guy. He's Trevor's guy. And sure enough, Kirk was telling us about their relationship and how tight they are and how much ball they talk. And I know Christian Kirk doesn't have the national attention of being a number one receiver. Even when he took that bag from Jacksonville, from Arizona, everybody's criticizing Jacksonville. He's the real deal, man. When he went down in the first play of that game, when he's wide open, he had that core injury that was some weird freak.
Oh, yeah.
The whole season changed. I'm not on the Trevor Lawrence is overrated bandwagon. But Mac Jones being there is an interesting way to basically say, in the same way, if you'll allow, Russell Wilson being brought in for Kenny Pickett, head coach going, all right, I believe in you, but we've got somebody else here who's going to compete, and he's going to push you a little bit. Mac's not competing for the job, but him being there, I think, is a nice addition for Jacksonville, just in case you, Chris, and you, TJ, your assessment of Trevor Lawrence is that he might need to be pushed a little bit. Good to have Mac there, and good for Mac to have Doug Peterson say, I got you. We're going to figure this thing out. I know how to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, just give him a hug.
Give him a hug. Because you know what Mac needed last year? I thought on that Saturday that I saw him, he needed some ice cream.
Yeah.
He needed a coach to give him ice cream. And you know what Doug Peterson gives Jacksonville players on Saturday?
Yeah.
He gives them ice cream. Literally, it's ice cream Saturday on the team. He needs a coach to put his arm around him, give him a hug, saying, I got you. I played the position. I know what you need. And do you like vanilla?
Rocky Road.
Chopped syrup.
That's what Doug Peterson will do for Mac. I saw that. I'm like, way to go. Mac, you got your coach. That's just, again, to just bring it all full circle. He did say, Tua tells him about his coach sitting next to him on the bench, maybe inviting him over to the house. He's the one in the quarterback meeting rooms. This is what Mac's going to finally, finally get, because what I brought up to Mac, what led to this thing, is I asked him, what was it like? Any similarities playing for Belichick and Saban, as we assume there were? And he went back to that, his high school coach, son of a coach. They were all hard asses on him. Now he's got the guy to give him a hug and ask him if he wants sprinkles. Maybe that's a difference.
Love sprinkles.
Or Jimmy's, depending on what part of the country in which you reside.
Yeah.
As we saw from the Patriots documentary, he was not getting that from his former place.
That's it.
If the GOAT wasn't getting any positive reaffirmation, then
the GOAT never needed it.
But
the GOAT wanted it.
He wanted it,
but he didn't require it for him to be the GOAT.
Mac required some love.
But you could see he wanted it, and sometimes that does make a
difference. Brady was always overlooked, even in his own college program. In the draft,
he still had some bitterness towards that,
all of
that
it.
Drew Henson thing. You could tell.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Like me?
All right, let's take a break right here. On
I got some news. I'm trying to figure out, we need a sound bite or like a drop whenever something happens.
Well, let's take a break and try and work on it.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, we're taking a break.
I know, but.
And then when we come back, we'll have it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right? And then Fletcher Cox will join us.
Boom is good, too.
Oh, boom.
Boom.
If we could put breaking news and then boom together, can you do that in the break, Mike? Yes, you can. You know why?
Mike, it's Monday.
Because you're the envy of the entire audio sports world.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You said it last week you were.
Goat, Mike.
Goat.
Nice. There you go.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right. Just heard some news in my ear. I'm wondering if it's the same news that Brockman was teasing before. It is not. It's different. It's different. Where'd you go? You went to get some coffee? Want to get some tea?
Well, I'm not a coffee guy.
Give him some tea. Give him some tea.
Getting some green tea.
You know who once told me to give him some tea?
Chris Berman?
Nope.
Oh.
Lou Duva once told me that.
Wait a minute, what? All during your commercial?
My SportsCenter commercial. can't keep up.
Kid Eisen.
Throat's killing me. Give him some tea.
It is not the same news.
Kid Eisen.
Breaking news.
Boom. Oh, boom. You didn't do it.
Boom.
Where's the boom?
I
it's got to be. No.
Make it closer.
Can you get it closer?
I'm deflated.
By the way, this is great for the Roku channel.
I'm working.
Can you do it in the net?
Yeah, of course I can.
Are we coming back to the radio audience in a minute?
They have like a tail on it, so I got to make it.
No. Let's put it together. Don't get the tail.
I'm working.
Cut off the tail.
I got it.
Mike, I did appreciate the anticipation, Bill.
No. It doesn't work.
But it doesn't work.
Because we want to get to the news.
Right. I get that. I'm just saying, I understood where his mind was at.
See?
DJ Mikey D, you know. That's how it does.
You guys, man. It's unacceptable.
This news is not good for my fantasy league, though.
Why?
Well, because I had a nice keeper situation set up with late round value.
And now you don't?
For this team, and now I don't.
Which team is it we're talking about?
The Tennessee Titans.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. This is good news for you.
You think so?
Oh, but... Oh yes,
I don't know what it is, so I'm anticipating.
Oh,
this.
Dude,
good news, really?
Oh, absolutely, good news for you.
Tennessee is involved. Well,
a million percent good news for you,
because this certain guy is better at being the number two. Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Okay,
let's get to it. Okay, fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen show, we've got more breaking news. Mike Del Tufo spent the last 3, 4, 5 minutes working on this thing. He's giving me a hold on a second thing. You haven't done it. Just give me the old one. Just give me the old one. Give me the old one. Give me the old one. Don't worry, Mike.
Breaking news.
That's all right. It's fine. The news is still breaking. What do you got over there, Chris? What do we have?
The Tennessee Titans are expected to sign Tony Pollard.
Okay. What do you got? What's the...
Nothing yet. KPRC2 first reported. Ian's backing it up. No numbers yet. No years yet.
Okay.
Tony Pollard to Tennessee.
Okay. Now, you said during the Roku Only segment you're not happy about this because you have Tony Pollard in your fantasy league as a keeper?
No. I have Tajay Spears.
Oh, you have Tajay Spears.
As a late-round keeper, 13th-round value. 3 years, $24 million for Tony Pollard.
By the way, if I'm not mistaken,
same deal. Will
you look it up? Tony Pollard is from the state of Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. Make sure you get that information correct for me. I believe he's a Memphis kid.
You're correct. Good job, Rich Eisen. Played at Memphis, from Memphis.
There we go. So, local kid.
Same deal that DeAndre Swift just got from the Bears.
Very good.
3 years, $24 million.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So, here are my 2 cents on the Tony Pollard signing with the Titans. First of all, Tajay Spears might not be ready to be the bell cow. If he is, okay.
Yeah.
This is the official end of the Derrick Henry era.
Agreed.
In Tennessee.
Yeah.
Anybody that might have been in the state of Tennessee hoping against hope that they would just run it back. Unfortunately, that's not happening. For the Titans, I love it. I love it because guess what? Boy, you're going to run the hell out of the football. Brian Callahan is there. The new HC took him from the Cincinnati Bengals. This is interesting. We'll see how he can affect. You know who the offensive line coach is, right?
I do. Papa Bill.
Bill Callahan knows how to run the football.
Yep.
Man, I would love to have seen Derrick Henry in that system, but they have different ideas. I kind of dig it. Nice move. What does this mean for the running back market? I don't know. This is now two guys getting three-year deals worth $24 million.
Yep.
So Pollard takes a pay cut because he was on the franchise tag last year. And he's going to have to prove that last year was not an outlier, because I don't know what the hell was that. I thought he was going to be the home run hitter. Mm-hmm. And instead, you know, he went, I think, 2+ months without scoring a touchdown. I don't know what the hell happened with him last year. So good for him. Then he found a home and his home state. And he and Tajay Spears are going to be a very dynamic rushing attack for Will Levis, I guess. We'll see what that's all about.
I would say no guess.
I guess not. I guess, yeah, you're right. Is Will Levis going to be the guy?
Will's the guy.
Okay. Now then, let's turn to the Cowboys aspect of this. Mm. If I may, take a moment and deliver straight to camera a message to Jerry Jones.
Get your damn act together.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I appreciate it. I'm going to get my act together. Rico Daddle ain't going to be the bell cow. We both know this.
We all know this.
We know this. But I'm sorry. I'm talking to Jerry. Please don't, you know.
My bad.
I have Mr. Jones's attention. Okay? We both know this. You know this. I know this. The American people know it. Okay. You've got a couple of days to extend Dak Prescott. I know you're pissed. I know you're pissed the way the season ended. I heard it at the combine. I heard about it at the combine. Literally everybody was telling me at the combine, you were very angry at the way the season ended. But you also know you got to stay the course. I'm not going to act impetuously, even though for some reason that has been your reputation ever since you swapped out Jimmy for Barry. That happened a long time ago. We all know this. That's ancient history. The here and now is about extending Dak. Get the cap space. I know you want to try and make Dak prove it to you. I know you do. But the best way for Dak to be successful this year, you extend him. You buy into Dak for a couple more years, create the cap space, and go get Derrick Henry. Or even better, Jerry. And I know this kind of burned you when you signed Zeke to that monster contract and he was chilling in Cabo and holding you over the coals. I get it. I understand it. But what better way to stick it in the eye of one of your rivals and go get Saquon Barkley? Go do it. Could you imagine Saquon with the star on the side of the helmet? Jerry, you know it. I know it. The jerseys would fly off the shelves. Everybody would be tuning in to Dak and Saquon and CD and Micah and so on and so forth. You want to win? You want to go all in? This is the way to do it. Jerry, it's right there. You got 48 hours until the new league year begins. Sit down. I know you got your plans. I know you got your staff. I know you got everybody thinking that the all-in means everybody's got to play on a one-year deal because you're fed up and you're pissed off, and that's the best way to do it. You still have time to pivot. Extend Dak. Get the cap room. Re-sign CD. Make him happy. Give Micah some change. Figure that piece out. And then go get Derek and Saquon and tell everybody else in the East, and maybe the NFC, peace out.
It's marvelous.
I agree it is. Thanks for coming to this Rich Talk, Jerry. I'm here for you. Do you approve that message, TJ Jefferson?
I dug that message.
Damn straight you do.
I dug that message.
Because why not? All in means that. I know it sounds like fantasy football. I know it sounds like fantasy football. And I'm not there with the cap. I'm not there with the cap, but you can figure it out.
They got smart people for
that. Derrick Henry with the star on the side of his helmet. Dak doesn't have to have it all on his shoulders. Saquon, you steal him from the Giants, you put him in Dallas. Get out of here.
You hurt a rival too?
Certainly, if Saquon is apparently interested in the Eagles, keep him from the Eagles, take him from the Giants, and go win a championship with him. Dak to Saquon, two of the nicest guys in the history of the NFL together at a mesh point. Get out of here. Oh, baby.
I like your style, Rich.
Fletcher Cox is about to join us in a moment. Let's go. But I'm telling you, what I heard at the Combine, his sense of all in is to make everybody play it out. Everybody's playing it out. But I heard Micah and CD are the only ones who might be exempt from the whole playing it out thing. That's what I heard at the Combine. But everybody else, he is pissed. And his way is not to get rid of them all. His way is like, we're keeping you all, and you're going to be singing and playing for your supper to stay with the Dallas Cowboys.
Danny Rossini saying the Cowboys were in on Tony Pollard, Vikings, and Giants as well. Bigger payday with the Titans.
There you go. And also, it's home state.
Yep.
And by the way, if I'm a young player running the football and Bill Callahan can come up with a blocking scheme for me, I'm there. I'm way there. Have you gotten the drop down, Mike? What do you got?
Breaking news.
Boom! Oh, he even worked it in. See,
that's
next level.
You, Mike.
Because I would have thought like you'd do the entire breaking news drop and then put boom at the end.
Come on. I mean, what do you think?
That's next level. Let me hear it one more time.
Come on.
Let me hear it one more time. This is great. This is
breaking news.
Boom! All right.
You don't just do jabron stuff. Vito and Bob, I'd make them proud.
We're now set for the rest of this show.
Look at us.
That's the way you hit the new league year running.
Breaking news.
Boom!
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.